224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump immunity ruling. I'm Sherry Preston. The D.C. Court of Appeals has ruled that former President Donald Trump does not have blanket immunity from criminal prosecution for actions taken while in the White House. In Washington, the latest from ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The three-judge panel categorically rejects Trump's claim of immunity, saying it would, quote, collapse our system of separated powers by putting a former holder of the presidency, quote, above the law for all time thereafter. That's an outcome the appeals judges say they cannot accept, and one for which there is no functional justification. Trump now has two routes of appeal here. He can go to the full D.C. Circuit Court of 11 judges and ask them to hear the case. They can decline to take it up. He can also go directly to the Supreme Court, which can also decline to take it up.
This marks the second time in as many months that judges have said no to Trump's immunity arguments and held he can be prosecuted for actions while in the White House and in the run-up to January 6th. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Milwaukee man and three other men from Illinois are going to federal prison for stealing more than $11 million in COVID-19 relief money. Aziz Hassan Bey and three other men claimed to be from the fake country of Al-Marok. They set up a phony consulate in Milwaukee and claimed a lot of benefits during the pandemic, which they used to pay for lavish lifestyles. Congress is one step closer to helping low-income families get a bigger break on their taxes. Policy experts say a new expansion of the child tax credit would curb poverty. Tim Smeeting is a retired economist at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
You can pay heating bills that you've let go because you know that the utility won't shut you off.
A bill to revive the expanded child tax credit passed the U.S. House last week. Final adoption is not guaranteed. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Luggehout. City officials are launching a new program to help preserve existing rental housing in Madison. The Rental Rehab Program provides low-cost loans to owners of rental housing for major repairs and energy-saving upgrades. The loans are only available to property owners charging no more than fair market rents. As the housing market in Madison gets tighter and tighter, city officials want to not only build more rental developments, but keep what they currently have in safe and comfortable conditions. The State Department of Transportation is looking to bring some major changes to the I-39-90-94 corridor between Madison and the Wisconsin Dells. The project, which has not yet gotten final approval, has been in the works since September of 2022. Transportation officials say that deteriorating pavement, flooding, and traffic congestion has led to several crashes over the years. If approved, construction is expected to begin in 2030. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Vive la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
The Packers making defensive changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers revamping their defensive coaching staff under new defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley, who has hired Vince Ogabasi as the new defensive line coach, replacing Jerry Montgomery. Ogabasi worked for Hafley at Boston College. Last night at the Super Bowl, players and coaches asked a lot of out-of-the-box questions at opening night. Of course, Travis Kelce asked about girlfriend Taylor Swift.
She seems to be enjoying the games. She's a part of Chiefs Kingdom right now. It's fun seeing her enjoy the game of football, knowing that it's kind of new to her life.
The Chiefs' Andy Reid, asked by comedian Carrot Top about his secrets for his body shape and energy.
Yeah, lots of cheeseburgers.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks road trip continues tonight in Phoenix against the Suns. College basketball, the Badgers slip from 6th to 11th ranked in the nation. They're on the road tomorrow afternoon in Ann Arbor against the Michigan Wolverines. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Thank you. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Areas of fog, clear to partly sunny skies. Seek the sunshine today because clouds are increasing tonight. High temperatures will smack the mid-40s and will rise to the low 50s by tomorrow. Tomorrow night, winds begin to whip and rain rolls in for Thursday. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Score great savings during Menards Super Sale. Menards has the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Pick up energy-efficient appliances from Criterion. Criterion appliances are ready when you are and are designed to last and save you money. Pick up a white upright freezer for just $598. It's garage-ready and also converts into a refrigerator. Good through February 11th.
Save big money at Menards.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Well, Don, as expected, the D.C. Appeals Court has ruled that former President Trump does not enjoy presidential immunity that would shield him from the federal election subversion case.
I mean, Chris, you're an atheist, and even you know that the reason that Immunity Day happened today is because of our next guest. Because God loves us and wants us to have nice things.
Look who's here!
What?
It's Allison Gill from Mother She Wrote and just general.
Hottie Boombaladiness.
Allison Gill stars in every podcast ever created. Jack, Daily Beans, Clean Up on Aisle 45, Mueller, She Wrote. I don't know.
She's an industry. She's not just a woman. She's a myth. She's a legend. She's an industry.
She's Allison Gill.
Sierra Leone.
You're not.
Yeah. Ass bite on Twitter. I do idolize her. What's your point? Hi. Good morning. Happy Immunity Day to those who celebrate, and I assume you do.
I do. I was going to wear my immunity cloak.
It's invisible, much like Trump's. So, Allison, talk to us. You are so good on all these details. I mean, you were saying, obviously, this is what we expected, legal experts, but it's also exactly what you hoped for. Tell us why. You were starting to, before we came on a little bit.
Well, as my dream scenario, and I've talked to you about this, I've talked to everybody on my podcast about this, was that Jack would go to the Supreme Court, leapfrog over the D.C. Circuit. Supreme Court would say no. D.C. Circuit would hear it. D.C. Circuit would say no immunity, give him a very short period of time to petition the Supreme Court. And that's where we are now.
Yeah.
And now I hope that the Supreme Court does not issue a stay, does not grant cert, and will not hear this case. Because that means that the D.C. proceedings will resume this Monday.
Right.
That's fast. Now, Supreme Court could grant a stay, could give a decision. They would have a decision out by June, which would push the trial back quite a bit. But this is a solid, very solid decision on the merits. They decided and agreed that they did have jurisdiction, which was what I thought might take them so long. And so they've come to the conclusion that they have jurisdiction. They made a decision on the merits. It's per curiam, which means they all are in agreement. It's unanimous. This will be very difficult for the Supreme Court to try to intervene on, because they generally don't intervene in cases that are pretty solidly decided. So we'll see what happens, but we are three quarters of the way to my dream scenario.
And they did finally listen to Andrew Weissman, who said, snap a doodle. Let's go with this. That's
snap-a-doodle.
A legal term. Snap a doodle. Let's go.
Yes, term of art.
Well, except that that's what people were saying about why it took so long. They wanted it to be unanimous. They wanted to be bulletproof. So, it's anyone's guess in terms of in the Supreme Court. Obviously, the oral arguments that start Thursday. You know, we've got Glenn Kirshner saying he thinks they are going to rule that he can't be on the ballot. And we just played Dan Abrams, who said, oh, they absolutely aren't going to rule that. So, I mean, we are just in a legal wild west, aren't we? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, yeah, we've never been in this position before because we've never had such a criminally culpable former president. So, you know, I think we've run out of adjectives.
Yeah.
And we need, you know, the thesaurus is out of adjectives for unprecedented. And now we're just Wild West. I like it. We're Wild Westing it.
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying that. I'm running out of words to describe this Republican Party and Trump. I mean, and we were talking about the ballot case. I mean, none of this makes any sense, right? I mean, as you pointed out, by the way, of course he said he was an officer of the court when he wanted the DOJ to defend him against E. Jean Carroll. But, you know, now he's not an officer of the court. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't know what the other... Oh, my other point was just about this whole, like, how the 14th Amendment reads... that you can run or be elected president, but you can't serve as president. So we're headed for a train wreck, it looks like to me. What do you think?
Yeah, now we're talking about the Supreme Court arguments this Thursday, right?
Yeah.
About, yeah, it's going to be weird because there's really no logical reason to put them on the ballot. And it's going to be interesting to see how the Supreme Court does that, because I think they will try to keep them on the ballot, but they just don't have a good argument to do it. There's zero good argument to do it, because like you said, if they do the whole argument that, well, he can't hold office, but he can run for office, well, then you're saying that a 17-year-old can run for president, be elected, and then we have to overturn the will of the people and pull them out, throw it to Congress, and we have a whole possible constitutional crisis.
Yeah.
So that would be stupid. I don't think the Supreme Court will do that. But they're in it now. They have to make a decision. The only correct decision is to keep them off the ballot. So it'll be interesting to see how some of these, you know, howler monkeys decide to try to make that not happen. I don't know. And I also, of course, I'm always concerned about, you know, the Kavanaughs and the Alitos and the Thomases of the world when we're talking about this immunity cert. Will they continue to stay the D.C. proceeding because they want to, you know, swing their robes into it? I don't know. We'll see.
I don't always like that. Almost as much as I like a bonk. On bonk.
On bonk.
It's two words.
It's just fun to say.
It's two words.
And it's spelled B-A-N-K. Q.
C.
C.
On bonk.
Yeah. Not bong.
It just seems like something Elka Bong would say.
Bong, yes.
Yes.
I am on the bong. That is
what... on the bong, there you go.
So all 12 of us are taking hits.
Speaking of hits, oh my God, you're as big a Tracy Chapman fan as I am. You still, over the Grammy.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a fun fact, Chris. The first woman that broke my heart, that was my song Fast Car. I remember that
playing. Oh, I thought you were going to say it was Tracy Chapman.
Crying in my apartment in Buffalo.
Oh.
She was fantastic.
Yeah, and to all the haters, okay, Celine Dion has a no-contact rider. That's why Taylor Swift didn't run up and hug her.
Exactly.
But what a beautiful night for women, for music. It was incredible.
I have that here, by the way, too. I have that as well.
And yeah, we're not allowed to touch
her. When they touch me by accident, I just, you know, I'm allowed to...
She's over-touching.
Yeah, punch them.
I'm electrified, so if anyone touches...
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's smart.
That's good to know.
That's smart.
Yeah. Yes, he said, I'm so excited for all the folks being introduced to Tracy Chapman for the first time tonight. Her music was an integral part of my early teens.
Yeah.
Oh my God, and you were talking, Both Sides Now was my favorite song when I was a kid, Joni Mitchell. Yeah, we were just saying, it feels like kind of a magical week.
Bad week for Donald.
Yeah, Donald, is ketchup hit the fan yet? Have we
gotten
any
checking.
Troths?
I'm checking. This is not a good week, bad week for him. It's a bad week for him.
Yeah. And
he certainly convinced a good portion, if not all, of his super cult followers that presidents should have immunity, every former president would be indicted. I'm like, well, we've got four living presidents. Let's go ask them if they're inundated with indictments.
So yeah.
I don't see that happening, but that's addressed in this this decision too.
Yeah, so. They do rule for immunity. We'll be like, go nuts, Dark Brandon.
Exactly. I mean, how are they supposed to rule?
I mean, Allison, I was so struck by having you today. Not just the immunity ruling, but just back to your original podcast, Mueller, She Wrote. I just, this whole border thing and Ukraine bill. David Frum said Speaker Johnson does what Trump wants, and Trump does what Putin wants, and here we are. I mean, as you know, Andrew Weissman from his book, Paul Manafort, Trump's second campaign manager, met with a Putin ally to discuss a proposed deal that would allow Russia to annex a part of Ukraine. This was done with Trump's implicit approval. I mean, this is the biggest, dumbest, most obvious plot that you've been talking about since whenever, from whenever.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. And I know, you know, you're that person on Twitter said that, you know, I carried water for Mueller. But if anyone had actually paid attention to his testimony, all roads lead to Putin with Donald Trump. Yeah. And it keeps playing out over and over again. And here we are. So it's, you know, we did have a couple of successful prosecutions come out of the Mueller investigation. But then, of course, we had a non-immune president pardon all those people. But
and also the unbelievable amount of obstruction, you know, that is just people don't, you know, talk about. And you also, in terms of Garland, you said it's so frustrating. Everyone's just accepting the lie that Garland didn't start investigating the coup till 18 months after 1/6. There's right. considerable documentary evidence that he began in mid-2021. Yeah. So, you know, you talk again about the obstruction from Trump holdovers and all that that has played in all this. But, you know, I will admit I share Glenn Kirshner's frustration, and we're obviously all looking at the clock just going, oh, my God. Right. I mean,
it was always going to be that way. And I can show everybody the court filing when Lisa Monaco got there in April. And they, you remember when April, when they raided Rudy.
Yeah. Yes.
And got 19 devices or whatever. Right. At first, they were only supposed to look at 2018 and 2019 when he was in Ukraine. But Lisa Monaco went in, got the judge to approve to expand that through January 6th.
Yeah.
That was one of the first things that was done when she got there. A month after Garland got there, and they got all that January 6th information. She impaneled a grand jury. They started subpoenaing Sidney Powell and all of Rudy's buddies. All of that happened before the end of summer in 2021. So there was no 18-month-long wait. It just
did you know if you say raiding Rudy three times fast and play it backwards, you get Red Room? I just didn't know if you knew.
Yes. Yes, I did know that. Yeah. Okay. And if you say Beetlejuice three times, Lauren Boebert appears and gives you a handy.
Gives you a handy, Jake?
Oh, that's nice. That's
and nice then vapes in your face.
Right.
And then vapes in your face. That's the best part.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
By the way, you point to some other, just a lot of, you know, because we can use all the good news we can get, but you just said breaking court dismisses Republican lawsuit challenging New York law that expands mail-in voting opportunities. Elise Stefanik and the GOP lose again. Victory for the DCCC and voters in New York. I mean, first of all, can I say God bless Mark Elias?
Yeah.
But I mean, you know.
Where would we be without him?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I shudder to think.
Mm-hmm.
And also, God bless E. Jean Carroll, because now we have changed the definition of rape in New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It used to be so narrow, much like the gentleman who perpetrated it. Mm-hmm. It used to be so narrow that it was only when a penis penetrated a vagina. And that left any LGBTQ plus person in there or any, And because of E. Jean Carroll, her bravery.
Yeah.
Her willingness to stand up to this man where no one else except for like maybe Cassidy Hutchinson and a handful of other people have been
mainly women. Yeah.
We have now changed the definition of rape in New York. And so I'm, you know,
I said that from day one. I cannot imagine anybody being penetrated with anything against their will would not consider it rape. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, and it's not a real flex that no one can tell the difference between your finger and your penis.
Thank you. I knew that you would. I just was about to bring that up. See, you complete me. I say it here. You think it here. I say
what?
I say it here.
Okay.
How many times have I said that on the show?
Right. She couldn't tell the difference.
Yes.
Hang on a second. And she was honest about it.
Yes, she was.
Not enough attention has been paid to the only reason she didn't know the difference between his tiny Cheeto penis and his tiny finger.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just don't think enough attention has been paid.
Enough
to that
noise has been made
detail.
About that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That she didn't know if it was his tiny deformed Cheeto penis or his tiny short Bulgarian finger.
Right. And it's the crunchy Cheeto, not the puffy Cheeto.
Oh God, the one that's all deformed.
Deflated wrinkly one. Not
right.
The
exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks for playing. Okay. I knew I could drag her right down to my level.
No.
19 minutes out of the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by, right there, whey.
Whey.
You have whey protein.
Whey protein.
Jody and I have the plant protein.
That's right.
And you know what? It is fantastic stuff. You can put it in whatever you like, right? Your water, almond milk, maybe a smoothie, whatever you like. And this, it's like magic protein.
It is.
Let me explain it.
It's good
to
stuff.
Yeah.
I know my way around protein.
Yeah.
This is good protein.
You sure do,
yeah.
Mister.
Uh-huh.
I tell you what, sport.
Champ.
P90X, you remember that? I used to do it.
Yep.
Created by Tony Horton. He was, you know, super fit guy. He got shingles, was bedridden, barely walked, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Today, at age 65, he is in the best shape of his life. He discovered HMB. That's what's in that there, right there, over there. Naturally occurring molecule that helps the human body build muscle at an incredible rate, resulting in better workouts that build and maintain muscles. Studies have shown that patients who consume the protein with HMB were able to build new muscle even without exercise. He set out to create the high-impact protein, a tasty once-a-day powder. Bam, you were, and they had all kinds of great flavors.
Yeah,
they
do.
Chocolate, and they got vanilla, they got strawberry.
I'm a fan of the vanilla. I'm very vanilla.
Yeah, you are very vanilla. You really are. You're very, very bland. Now you can support muscle health, feel stronger, gain energy, and slim down. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use the code fitness to save 30%. You even get a 90-day guarantee. That's mypowerlife.com or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
I like the producing, the executive producing, and especially the co-producing. But
Stephanie Miller.
But the best I've ever seen.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He is 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. I use it in my bike and hike bottle every day. Morning Kick isn't just your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, give you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
At a wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. In the moment, Bill decides to knight himself, Sir Parties a Lot. He begins his champagne toast with, "So the groom and I meet five cheerleaders in Cancun." Then he asks the bride if she should really be wearing white. He tells family friends he's a love doctor. On the dance floor, he rips off his tuxedo shirt. He swings it over his head and asks the photographer, "Are you getting this?" He dives on the floor and does the worm. Bill tells the best man he'll see him at the after party, and the best man's sister at the after party.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive, but what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Oh, yes. This is going to be good.
Awesome. I can't even remember the last time I was at a concert.
I know. It's been like ages.
Man, I can't believe you got tickets.
Yeah, Josh, you're the man. You were the man.
Well, come on, man. Don't thank me yet. I mean, it might not be as good as they say. You never know what
Whatever,
this is.
Bro.
I mean,
guys, we got to keep moving if we're going to get there early.
Hustling up.
Wait, hold on, guys. ATM machine. I'm a little light on cash.
Yo, wait up, Greg, man. I think I might have some for you.
Yep. You can be my sugar daddy.
Hey.
Yeah.
Here you go, man.
Wow. Whoa, $50. Pretty generous.
Hey.
You sure you're Jewish? Come on, Josh. Don't get all sensitive on me, man. It was just a joke. Will you tell him, Rob?
What? What do you want me to tell him? That I didn't think it was funny either?
The first step in fighting prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh. Yes, there she is, voguing, Allison Gill, of every podcast ever written, including
much.
The Daily Beans, Jack, Cleanup on Aisle 45, MSWmedia.com, the woman, the industry. Okay, so we were saying, so Ellie Honig, who tends to be a, you know, a buzz-killing blocker like Chris Lavoie.
Uh-huh.
But he said, you know, echoed what you just said, Allison. He does not think the Supreme Court will take the immunity case.
Because of how forceful their decision was.
Yeah, which is why it might have taken as long as it did, blah, blah, blah. So, which is why you were selling hopium the last month. Now, with your flying hope monkeys.
Yeah, now everybody wants my hopium.
So anyway, but we were saying that, you know, I just was trying to get my mind around time frame, and you were saying, I didn't realize, so Trump has till Monday to appeal, but then the Supreme Court must rule on Monday. So as early as Monday, they could say, we're not taking it, right? Is that...
Well, they don't have to rule by Monday. They have to decide whether they're going to grant cert and take the case and hear it by Monday. And if they do not, or do not stay the case by Monday.
Okay.
And then also Trump can will probably also simultaneously apply for a hearing en banc, a rehearing en banc by the full D.C. Circuit. But same juice. So.
It's the immaturity.
Is that your on?
That's our en banc.
That's my en banc sound.
Yep. You have an en banc sound?
That's yep.
Yes, it seems like El Kabong just breaking a guitar. Kevin in DC. You're...
Oh, now she's gonna trigger it.
Oh boy.
Oh, she'll go anywhere with me. D jokes.
Uh huh. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Left and right. Yep. Yeah. Kevin in DC. Hello. You're on with Allison Gill.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Allison. And please keep the sound effect up. Anything that takes me back to my childhood, in this case, quick gum graw sound effect is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Continue doing so.
Okay.
As I happened to get the news with the immunity being struck down as I was reading about who used to be my favorite desperate housewife, Felicity Huffman, and she was explaining the bad thing she did. Mm-hmm. So disappointing. But it did my heart good with this coming in. Slowly but surely, Trump's every adjudicated crap seems to be hitting him in the face, and I hope that this is a, what is that word you use? Not omen. You could use the better word one time when I said omen, because omen sounds sinister. A harbinger.
Harbinger,
good word. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
A harbinger. Ooh. Of
you're going to win Wordle today. That's fantastic.
That's too big a word.
Five-letter word.
Pardon me. I don't play Wordle. Okay.
I remember reading it when I was young, and I thought it was harbinger.
Well,
I you know what? I thought the same thing.
Until
rules
you
of
hear
pronunciation.
Yeah.
I mean, Allison, it is, I know we keep saying it, but it is that, like everybody says, like it feels like justice is never coming, then it comes all at once, you know, and it's, I didn't mean that dirty. Wow,
yes,
for the first time in my life, I did not mean that in a dirty way.
Yeah, you did.
And you made something.
You,
you took something beautiful and made it dirty.
Stephanie, justice is an edgelord.
Thank you. But it's like John Gotti, as we were saying, like it just the same thing. Teflon Don, never gonna see, you know, and then bam, all at once.
See how many people we can get to Google edgelord.
Edgelord, yeah, do it. Mm. Google it. Safe search off.
Allison Gill is taking us right to the edge of a heartbreak, a really heartbreak, on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers are taking steps to stop artificial intelligence from influencing this year's elections. A bill in the assembly would mean a $1,000 fine on political ads that use AI but don't disclose it.
I think it's very important that people be able to trust what they see and what they hear, and that's why we want to have a simple disclaimer on the campaign ad so people know when artificial intelligence is being used.
Representative Adam Nealon on WISN-TV's Up Front. There's only about a month left for people in Wisconsin facing foreclosure to get money from a state program. The Wisconsin Help for Homeowners program will stop taking applications after March 8th. The program offers up to $40,000 to help eligible people who are behind on bills like mortgage payments or property taxes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Nearly 100 schools are going to referendum this spring to ask voters to raise their own taxes, including at least 8 in South Central Wisconsin. Tracy Davis is the superintendent of Judah Schools. She says referendums are becoming the norm.
Referendums are just the way we have to do business these days. We can't up our prices and cover the cost of our students, you know.
Judah is asking for $500,000 in operating revenue on April 2nd. A program at the Dane County Jail to help people addicted to drugs and alcohol helped over 2,600 people last year. The jail's Medication Assistance Treatment Program provides health screenings, referrals, and medication to people with addiction issues. Over 500 people were given medication to treat alcohol and drug dependency last year. That's almost double the amount given from last year, the first year of the program. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new. So I decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day?
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Areas of fog, clear to partly sunny skies. Seek the sunshine today because clouds are increasing tonight. High temperatures will smack the mid-40s and will rise to the low 50s by tomorrow. Tomorrow night, winds begin to whip and rain rolls in for Thursday. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfein. Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1 on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Congressman Chaffetz, I mean no disrespect to you. You are not a current member of Congress. I'm not impugning you at all. It is just the case that Republicans in Congress really seem to have lost their appetite. And I don't think that anyone honestly believes, and if so, then we are very, very far afield here, that Democrats don't care about unaccompanied minor children.
Okay.
But if we all agree we care about the children, then let's pass a bipartisan bill on immigration,
Jason,
and come to the table.
Allison tweets, seemed to me President Biden called the House Republicans bluff. They asked for a border bill. They got one. Now they're proving they were never going to pass one because they need a problem to run on, and they were never going to fund Ukraine, which is such a despicable disgrace that, you know, they're just going to hand Ukraine to Putin. That they are such, like, as I was saying, like, they listen to Trump and Trump listens to Putin. That sums it all up, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. But the only lesson they learned was the lesson of Roe, that when they get what they want, it backfires on them spectacularly. So fixing the border is, and that's why, I mean, honestly, let's be real. That's why there's never been comprehensive border reform, mm-hmm, and immigration reform, is because if they fix the problem, they don't have it to complain about.
Yeah.
Have ideas.
I just feel like Republicans have never been this openly just traitorous. they're just say all the quiet power out loud, right? I mean, it's okay.
Times do they have to get clobbered in elections?
Right.
Yeah. Allison, you also, hang on, I wanted to get you. You also tweeted, President Biden says he would veto a bill to fund Israel because it doesn't include aid to Gaza or Ukraine, fails to fund border security, fails to support security of synagogues. You know, I never know. I get happy clappy about stuff. And then, you know, I see voters in Michigan saying I'm going to write in, free Palestine, even if that helps Trump win. How are you feeling right now? I know we're 9 months out from the actual election, but just all of it. Trump seeing justice before then, what you think's going to happen?
Well, you know how the DOJ is real quiet and everybody thinks that means they're doing nothing.
Right.
Diplomacy happens behind closed doors, right, with the State Department. Right. But that is long past untenable. Biden has opposed what Bibi Netanyahu is doing in Gaza since day one. He just needs to now be vocal and public about it.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping there's enough time between now and then to prove to the American people who are concerned about arming Israel with offensive weapons instead of just defensive weapons, enough time to prove between now and then that he vehemently opposes what Bibi Netanyahu is doing in Gaza, which we all do. I mean, any normal person would, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
You can be pro-Israel and anti-Bibi.
Of course. Yeah.
In fact, if you're pro-Israel, you should be anti-Bibi.
Exactly. Right.
Many people in Israel are pro-Israel and anti-Bibi.
And I get the emotion around this, you know, Elsa, I'm sure when you talk about it too, but as I keep saying, no person that is on this show is pro-genocide or does not care about Palestinian lives. You know, this is just a horrible... I mean,
we want a two-state solution. We want both peoples to live in dignity and in their own independent states without Hamas, which is a terrorist organization.
Right.
It should be the Palestinian Authority. Palestine should have its own country. I mean, we all agree with that. Killing civilians is bad, and it should stop.
Yeah.
It needs to stop.
But I mean, we have to also simultaneously say we care about hostages that are likely being tortured and raped as we speak, you know, still.
100%. And that's why we have the CIA guy over there trying to really, like, bully in their release. But we also have to recognize that President Biden is not the prime minister of Israel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
He can call for a ceasefire all day. If Bibi doesn't do it, Bibi doesn't do it.
Right.
Yeah. And unfortunately, it's in Bibi's interest to drag this out because it's like, oh, well, we can't, you know, replace me now because we're in this thing, you know. Well, so he's going to keep this thing going as long as he can.
Well, and Bibi and Putin and Iran would love nothing more than for Trump to be back in office.
Thank you. And that's all kinds of, you know, we're going to have to, you know, we thought 2016 was bad. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. How bad do you think, you know, Netanyahu and Putin want Trump back in?
Yeah.
You know what we need is Seth, the homo of hope, who obviously buys Allison Gill's hopium on a daily basis.
Yes.
She is his dealer. Hi, Seth.
Hi. Happy homo day. Happy homo of hope day to everybody.
Thank you.
This is amazing. This is the happiness and the hopiness that I have been, like, calling about since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, like, I know we've all been pent up, but this justice is coming.
Well, that's because Allison's been edging all of us.
I know. She has been edging. I've been feeling it. So I just had to call and say, this is our day, and everybody just feel it to the max and let it carry you on to our next win. Because they're just, these wins are just coming and coming and coming. Yeah. And you know, like, there's nothing better than when things are coming over again.
Yes, that's
I'm into
right.
multiple,
all right. All right,
multiple.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Seth. All right.
I thought that's where he was going.
Yeah, I think we just put this call to a happy ending. Let's, okay. you retweeted Jack, what's his name, Posobiec, right-wing whack, who said breaking Trump challenges Biden to immediate general election debate. And you said, question for Biden, how has your economic plan benefited union workers? Question for Trump, which one of these is a giraffe? Okay.
Exactly.
Do you think he's actually going to debate?
I'm waiting for the Saturday Night Live sketch of a debate like that between Biden and Trump. You remember how I think it was Jimmy Kimmel put Obama and Trump side by side with the when we captured and killed bin Laden and
yes, yes,
died like a dog, a good dog.
Look at
we knocked on the front door, and the, like the contrast there. I think we kind of need that sort of thing again.
But do you think he actually will? I mean, I just his mental decline is so obvious.
He won't.
I don't think he will.
Yeah,
he won't. No.
Yeah, I mean, it's yet another, you know, as you say, we've worn out of the word unprecedented. It's just like, I don't know, he just makes up all the rules as we go along. Yeah. Like, nope, no more debates, no
he'll
no primaries, no.
He'll say he will, and then he'll shoot up some COVID the night before, and then they'll call off the debate, and Trump will say that Biden is too afraid to debate him. That's what will happen.
Yeah. Oh, he Randy in California wants to talk about I meant to get to documents case, hidden rooms at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Randy, you're on with Allison. Go ahead.
I love you all. Yeah, such intelligent women. Mm-hmm. You all.
Thank you.
Yes,
you too,
I initially heard that the hidden room was hidden behind a large dresser and television, and the technicians had gone in there once in a while to mess around with cables, and also that the closet, they had just installed a new lock that Trump insisted on having the only key, and then they said that it had changed from a stairwell that went nowhere to a closet with shelving. And also that back when Trump came down the Golden Escalator in 15, that he had paid those people, actors, $50 apiece to hold up their Trump for President signs.
It's been fake the whole time. We could have gone. Wouldn't that be funny if Glinda shows up and says, you could have gone how much time you wanted to. Hillary could have been president. Ashton Kutcher and I are behind this entire thing. You can count.
Up to $20,000 to rent the non-union shop and have non-union members hold non-union signs.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So, Elsie, talk about the FBI missing.
Yeah, what the frick,
room.
FBI? Again, this goes right along with what I've been saying. Everybody blames Garland for the holdup. I blame Dan Tuono at the Washington Field Office FBI, who kept saying, no, I'm not going to do search warrants. No, I'm not going to issue search warrants. No, I'm not going to let you subpoena people. I would be willing to bet money that there was a phone call on premises to Dan Tuono where somebody said, hey, boss, we got a locked closet here. We don't have the key. And Dan Tuono said, you guys have been there long enough. Just get out. We're fine. Now, I don't have I have zero confirmation of that. But given the fact that he didn't want to go in there and search in the first place, Dan Tuono, the reason that there was a subpoena issued and everybody was like, why are they treating with kid gloves and only subpoenaing him? That was Dan Tuono. Dan Tuono was a pal of Jim Jordan and Donald Trump. He is one of the main reasons this whole thing took so long. So that's what I think personally happened. But it's unconscionable that the FBI wouldn't go into a locked closet.
Yeah. Well, and so Barb McQuaid seemed to be dispensing a tiny bit of hopium this morning.
She does
there
that
seems
on
to
occasion.
Be some movement by Judge what's her name, Luce Cannon, in the documents case. But that is so infuriating to me that when I have to read a sentence that she may delay it indefinitely or forever, I'm like, can she do that? Like, really? I mean, go ahead. Sorry.
Judges have power. That's why elections are so important for president. Look at what happened with Roe. I mean, you know, and everybody's like, well, it's just the Democrats have never been as good at running on judges as the Republicans have, because we didn't have some weird religious reason to do it. But, it shouldn't have taken these hearings, these SEPA Section 4 hearings could have happened over a month ago. She's nickel and diming it. I've said this from the beginning. She won't do anything overly egregious or illegal. She'll just nickel and dime delay this trial until 2025.
God, you know, I have to say, when you were saying like this immunity ruling was your perfect scenario, I still, even though it's terrifying, it's like a terrifying ride, it's some like horrible amusement park. But I do, it is the perfect thing that he runs, loses, you know, in a landslide, and then he gets convicted and goes to prison. It's just so, it is so definitive. I mean, what do you have predictions as to what you think is going to happen and when? I've always said I'm not sure he's going to be the candidate. It just, it feels like a wild ride either way this year.
Well, I always thought that this trial, well, until, you know, with the stay a couple months ago, I said this trial will probably go in May or June. Then it'll go like 5 months, May, June, July, August, September, October. He'll get a conviction right before the election. But he's not going to see the inside of a jail cell for a long time,
sure,
because
sure.
Sentencing recommendations take forever and, you know, there'll be appeals and maybe they'll let him. I don't know if Judge Shutkin will let him out pending appeal and the pendency of an appeal, but probably not. But it's, you know, if he goes to jail, it's not going to be probably until next year.
Right.
So, but
yeah, I always thought he would be convicted before the election.
The important part is to get the conviction before the election, which I always, way back in the day, I was like, that's a really fast timeline. I hope it comes to pass. You remember I said, you know, we follow the Watergate timeline. If we got indictments in April of 2023, that would be lightning speed. And so we ended up getting them in June and August, which is more along the lines of when I thought they would come. So, you know, here we are. Of course, I will say this. I wanted Merrick Garland to appoint a special counsel immediately. That's probably the only thing I would have criticize him on the speed here. And he probably should have come out more forcefully and talked about what resources he's putting on it and how important and what an emergency it was. But aside from that, that's
what I keep saying, Allison, is what more compelling public interest is there than in knowing whether we're going to give a convicted felon the nuclear codes?
Problem is if you're going to take the DOJ back to normal is quiet. It's just that I would have handled it differently. And I do have criticisms of Garland. I'm not, I don't think Garland is untouchable. I'm really glad he decided not to take the E. Jean Carroll case.
Yeah. Jeez. Thank you. By the way, I just real quick, your tweet before we break, it's just, I keep saying it's not just him. It's the whole party has become lawless. You said you were retweeting Kyle Griffin, who said in just one day, two front runners for Donald Trump's next VP pick said they would not certify unfavorable election results, J.D. Vance and Elise Stefanik. I mean, it is just extraordinary what he has done, not just to this country, but to this party.
Well, he fired SecDef Esper because Christopher Miller was amenable to invoking the Insurrection Act. And now he's looking for a VP that would be amenable to tossing out people's votes because Pence didn't have the courage, remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if he wins, nobody's going to get to vote again.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll vote ceremoniously, but, you know, J.D. Vance will toss him out.
Yeah. And Scene for America. 47 minutes after the hour. How's that for hopium?
Uh-huh.
47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by the Genucel we all are going to desperately need to make it through this year.
Well.
Because either way, it's going to be.
Otherwise, our face will crack.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. We will all look like the melting Nazi at the end of Raiders.
Yes.
Just from sheer criminality. Okay. Valentine's Day is coming up. You know what? They just made Gen 90. It's the new thing. I'm using it every day. They always come up with new products. They're always innovating. It reduces the appearance of wrinkles anywhere you use it, around the eyes, the forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in seconds. You know, when you get, Jody, do you notice whenever you get your hair done and you're in the, you know, fluorescent light, you're like, what is going on with my neck? Was that always there?
I don't have to be in the salon for that. I notice it on a daily basis.
Okay. Well, that's why God made Gen 90. Okay. The reason Genucel has a 400% customer loyalty of any other skincare brand. I've been using it literally 11 billion years. I see your little pack of Genucel right behind you, Chris LaBoy.
Uh-huh.
Because you're man enough to moisturize and admit it.
I moisturize.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Before you get harsh procedures for thousands of dollars, try Gen 90. Make your fine lines and wrinkles disappear. For Valentine's Day, yep. Order Gen 90. It's part of every most popular package for over 70% off. You can also get free shipping in a Valentine's spa box.
Oh.
Ooh, with every order. Genucel.com/Stephanie. GENUCEL.com/Stephanie.
Sweet Lady Gaga, that is good.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Adam and Eve is not giving you 10% off and not 20% off or even 40%. Your discount is even bigger. AdamandEve.com is giving you a whopping 50% off. But why stop there? In addition to 50% off, you also get 10 free gifts. That includes a racy item for him, a sensuous toy for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity,
ooh,
and even blow you away. And best of all, free shipping. Always delivered in discreet packaging. So rethink your bedroom routine. Go to adamandeve.com and enter the station's exclusive code at checkout,
Miller.
And get, you know the discount, 50% off almost any item and 10 tantalizing free gifts.
That's Miller. Again, Miller.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333. Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by our chill. Have you noticed how chill we are?
We are chill.
Good news, bad news. Why? CB Distillery. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. As we mentioned earlier, God loves a terrier, but a terrier does not love their toenails being touched.
They do
so
not.
I get CBD for dogs before grooming day.
Yeah.
And then what happens? Fantastic potty cures. Okay. Chris LaVoy also skittish when you touch his nails, which is why I give him soft gels and tincture.
Yes.
Jody likes. Jody had. She
I'm
was
a gummy girl.
Mainline in the gummies because of the bright flooding. Very stressful. How many code reds did you get?
4 in 24 hours.
Who ordered the code red? Do we know?
We don't know.
A flash flood going on. Very stressful.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you need to sleep better.
They scared my cats because they call you, too.
Okay. Listen, I'm telling you, I use the relief stick and go for a long, long ride. This Saturday, bike ride, I need my relief stick for a pain after physical activity. Mm-hmm. It works for you. I'm telling you, any health concern you haven't found relief, make the change like we did to CB Distillery. 2 million customers, 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery is the source we trust. 20% discount right now to get you started. CBDistillery.com. Use that code Stephanie for 20% off. 54 minutes after the hour, Allison Gill is here. And you know what we're in?
What?
We're in a fast car. We're in a fast car to justice. With the... it's clunky, but
really?
You know. She loves Tracy Chapman, so do I.
Yep.
She's fantastic at the Grammys. And we're in a fast car to justice, aren't we now?
We are, finally. We're getting there.
Hoping.
Chris LaVoy also loves Baby Can I Hold You on that album, as do I.
It's my favorite song on that album.
As do I.
I want a ticket to anywhere.
Justice.
Maybe we make a deal.
Prison
maybe
for Donald
together
Trump.
We can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something.
Okay.
Me, myself, I got nothing to prove.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Woo-hoo. Okay. All right. Maybe. Oh, I guess we didn't. We were going to. We don't have lighters. Okay,
no.
Hey.
Nobody does anymore.
You retweeted Denver Riggleman, former Republican, who just said, yes, I said this. I'm done identifying with a party. I'm an American. And right now that means supporting democratic institutions and our way of life no matter what. I mean, it really, we keep saying it, Allison, but it is just not hyperbole to say this could be the end of our democracy. And it is really stomach churning. I had my best friend on yesterday, Dr. Wanda Van Kleist, which you can get the, by the way, the happy hour.
Right.
You can get the first segment but just this, I don't even know what to call it. We're on at least our 19th nervous breakdown because of Donald Trump in this country. And the stress is really unbelievable, right? Like going, is he going to get convicted before? Is there a chance we give this lunatic nuclear codes? Wanda was talking about people in Australia going, what is wrong with how is it possible he's not in prison or that he could be back in the presidency? I mean,
something that's stuck with me for a while here is I think it was John Lennon. Everything is going to be okay in the end. And if it's not okay, it's not the end. So I've always had more of a positive outlook and that the American people will do what needs to be done. But it's important to stress that you can't just vote no for Trump. In order to vote no on Trump, you have to vote yes for Joe Biden.
Exactly. Yeah. We lost our Black Eagle, Joe Madison, this week. And, you know, his catchphrase, Allison, was always, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
And that's why I love, honestly, people like you and Victor Shee and Bob Seska. There's a reason I have the regulars I have. It's not only because you're just brilliant and smart and funny and all that, but you've got to put forward some positive energy, I think, because that's what they want, is for us to feel defeated and depressed. And like that's the tenet of fascism, isn't it? That we feel like, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. He's inevitable.
Yeah, that's one of the big first steps, is to exhaust everyone, flood the zone, as it were. So take breaks, be resilient, be positive, and keep moving forward.
Yep. These two headlines gave me beyond the immunity ruling. Jack Smith eviscerated Trump's security clearance claim in latest filing. Jack Smith smacks down Trump's team false documents case storyline. I mean, justice does feel like we're on a roll here. Starting with thank you, as you said, thank you, E.G. and Carol. But I am. You know what? I'm mainlining hopium when you're here. I just put it right in this vein.
You're edgelording.
There will be other
things, other little delays in this D.C. trial, provided it goes forward Monday. Expect them. Like, pretend justice is you going to the DMV.
Yeah.
There you go. MSWmedia.com. We love you, Allison Gill.
Thank you.
Thanks, Allison.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens. Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.